Now to a new collection of poetry about wearing the hijab.
Me and my hijabi ladies, we was born in the 80s. So pretty like the Euphrates and party like some Kuwaitis. Deeper than some diplomas, current like some hot yoga. Taking back the misnomers and teleporting through trauma. Teleporting through trauma.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to wear a niqab? Or maybe a burkini? Or about the different fashion advice for hijab wearers poolside or at university? You'll find all this in the poetry collection, The Hijab Files, the debut collection by Western Sydney writer Mariam Azam. Mariam, welcome to The Hub.
Hi, Claire. It's lovely to be here.
Perhaps we can start things with a poem. Can you read us Praying at School?
Yeah. So Praying at School, number one. With the janamas tucked discreetly under my arm, I'd weave my way through faded brown tunics and white socks rolled down to the tops of school shoes, the crackle of chip packets and the hiss of water sucked out of drink bottles, stoking my hunger, then past the students dumping their Cambridge maths textbooks into their lockers or hunched over computers in hexagonal nooks playing Chicken Invaders or Icy Tower. So I could slip into the sick bay, next to the head of welfare's office, where through a door half ajar, a girl in a skirt rolled up at the waist could be glimpsed, head bowed and crying. The sick bay seemed an odd place to use for prayer, the smell of disinfectant hinting at the volume and variety of bodily excretions. I mark out a place of purity laying down my janamas, which floats to the lino floor. I leave the door slightly ajar, muffling the remonstrations of the welfare teacher in the next room, and to shield myself from view. Sometimes someone would wander in. When they did, I'd press my hands to my chest harder, eyes fixed on the embossed Kaaba in front of me, muting my mutterings, and mouthing the prescribed verses, willing them to go away. I'd imagine their embarrassment as they looked at me, bum in the air, forehead to the floor, shoes scattered next to the mat. Then there were times I'd be joined by a fellow Muslim. I'd lay my mat next to hers and we'd argue over who should lead, each insisting on the other, and then we'd pray in the shade of each other's presence.
Mariam Azam reading her poem Praying at School 1. Mariam, this is such a wonderful collection of poetry. Can you tell me how it came about?
Yeah, so how it came about was I've always been an avid reader of poetry. And while I was at uni studying creative writing, I was planning an honours project. And something that I wanted to do was to look at the way that women who wear the hijab are represented in contemporary poetry. So what I noticed was that women who wear the hijab or the niqab or any kind of Islamic veiling tended to be represented in very much orientalized terms. It was sort of the typical repressed woman, silenced, without a voice, forced to wear the hijab with no agency of her own. And these kinds of images were sort of presented by writers who themselves had no personal connection with what it means to wear a hijab. So being a hijab wearer myself, I found these representations really disempowering and really frustrating because they weren't something that I could relate to, and the idea that they were painting, you know, about the experiences of these hijab-wearing women was totally alien to me. So for that project, I decided to write my own small series of poems representing the hijab in a more empowering and de-orientalized way, I guess. And from that small series of poems, this collection has grown. So it's taken me 5 years of sort of perfecting my craft, revising the poems, working on the collection. So, yeah.
And you mentioned you wear a hijab. What does it mean to you? Because I love in one of the poems you describe it as quite a sensuous thing to wear.
Yeah, so at different times it can mean different things. And I guess that's something that I wanted to show in the book as well, that there's just not one sort of state of being that goes along with wearing a hijab. I mean, at times wearing a hijab is very much about putting on, I guess, a spiritual suit or putting on your spiritual mind frame. So when you're wearing it, for example, you don't feel like doing something, you know, that's not really the right thing to do, because here you are, you know, wearing the hijab, wearing, you know, your religion for everyone to see. And at other times, you know, wearing hijab can feel a lot like armor as well. So because I know that, you know, my body is covered and the shape of my body is covered, when I have interactions, you know, with some men out on the street, for example, if somebody is trying to ogle at me, for example, I feel really empowered because I know they can't see anything. So it's different things at different times, I guess. And I think that's what I was trying to show in this collection.
There's a lot of humour in the collection as well. I love the poem called Ninja. Can you briefly tell me what that one's about?
Yeah, so the poem Ninja, I guess, is kind of based on a friend I have who was born and raised in Australia, but she's made the choice to wear the niqab, the face veil. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of relating some of the experiences that she sort of has wearing the face veil. And it was really important to me to frame that poem as a dialogue or an interaction between myself as a hijab wearer and herself as a niqab wearer, because authentic representation and empowerment is really important to me. And I feel that if I were to write that poem from the perspective of a niqab wearer, I would be imposing my own ideas about what that means on her when I myself have never worn a niqab before. So, that's actually a real experience where she's had somebody hiss ninja as they were walking past her at the shopping centre.
Yeah.
So we both found that really funny.
And what does she say when someone says ninja to her as she's walking through the shopping centre?
Oh, look, she laughs about it. I think in the poem I said she says hiya back, you know, like like a real ninja. So
I thought the experience of the story you wrote about the hijabi from Strathfield Girls was really beautiful as well. Can you tell me that story?
Yes. Yeah, so I guess as a young woman, you know, the idea of wearing the hijab and not wearing the hijab is a really complex issue to grapple with. So I know that, you know, for some girls, they start off wearing the hijab, but they just find that for whatever reason that they need to take it off. So the particular event that I'm drawing upon is this friend I had who did go to this school who felt that not wearing the hijab would lead to more opportunities for her, and that, you know, wearing the hijab was holding her back, you know, whether it was, you know, through discrimination or whether it was through not being able to wear sports uniforms or whatever the case was. So she stopped wearing the hijab for a while, but she actually felt so naked without the hijab, and she felt so compromised in her identity that she just ended up putting it back on. So that was a really sort of interesting thing to experience.
There are so many wonderful stories in this collection, and I wish we had time to talk about more. Mariam Azam, thank you so much for spending some time with me.
You're most welcome.
Mariam Azam's debut collection of poetry is The Hijab Files. It's published by Giramondo.